Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with us, continuing our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, and wouldn't want to do it with anybody but someone who began with me in the first decade, the first 2 months of my show, Wally Bach. He's
back when we and the earth were both young.
That's right. Yes. And folks, if you look up the word, if you look up the term glutton for punishment in on Google, you'll see Wally's picture there. Wally, thanks for being here. Writing a book with Wally.com, right, Wally?
That's it.
How many authors,
try to keep it simple.
How many of your authors have you helped this millennia?
If we're including, I have both writing clients and coaching clients.
Yeah.
There's about a dozen of the writing clients and probably about 30 or 40 coaching clients.
But how many people have you helped with little pieces of information? Like I call you and
oh, God. I have no clue.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
As you know, if I can handle it in a couple of minutes, we deal with it, and I get those calls and emails all the time.
He's a font of knowledge, folks, I'm telling you. So, all right, Wally, we're talking about the publishing industry. I want to say one real quick. Folks, there's several terms. There's the old vanity press term, then there's self-publishing, and then there's regular publishing, right? If you have no marketing plan for your book, you're a vanity press. I don't care how good your book is. If you have a way of getting your book sold, if you know what you're going to do with it, then you're not vanity. You're self-published. And if you can put together an organization that can crank out a book, a quality book, then you have your own publishing company. That's my story. Wally, what do you think?
I think that's a good idea. I like the distinction is if you don't have a marketing plan, you're a bad publisher.
Yeah.
Because that clears up a lot of nonsense.
And guess what? And if that's your plan, okay, good for you. That's not for me to say. I'm not minimizing you. I'm just saying, but I am saying that if you have a plan for your book, don't let anybody call it Vanity Press. Don't let some publisher in New York call it Vanity Press. Because I had one just say to me one time, well, I guess you can go ahead and ship your books out the back door if you want. That was what they said to me when I refused to go with them. I said, let me tell you something. My books may go out the back door, but the checks come in the front door. I don't have to split it with you. That's what I said that out loud. So wrap up.
I've known you long enough to not doubt that at all.
Yeah. So wrap up our last segment real quick because I want to get to Amazon.
Well, I want to say two quick things. Number one is one of the problems you got today with that okay book idea is the fact that books live forever. And so if you do a book that's not the best thing that you can do or that's not well produced or that's not well designed, what's going to happen is it's going to be out there as long as you're alive telling people what you're like.
Right.
And what you're like is not good. Second thing is, if you really want to know how to write and publish a business book and you go to writing a book with Wally, we've got a PDF that runs to about 15 pages that'll help you figure it out.
And is it on your website? Is that free?
It is free.
Thank you for that. Who loves you, folks? We get you free stuff here all the time. Folks, check that out. I didn't even know you had that. A PDF, folks.
I just realized that. I don't have a marketing plan. What the hell?
Folks, check that out, a free PDF. So, okay, here's one thing I want to tell you real quick. If you go to Amazon and you want a new book, you want Wally's new book, and it doesn't say on the right over there, it doesn't say fulfilled by Amazon. It says fulfilled by somebody else. That's probably not a new book. You're probably getting a used book that's reseller is calling a new book. Wally, this is going on, and Amazon's allowing it, and it's a big problem for publishers, for small publishers.
Jim, you've been on this one for a while, too.
Yeah.
I seem to remember a conversation we had a year ago about
Amazon tries to act like, well, we're not in charge of what how people code their products, but it's their website. I don't believe Amazon has anything they don't know what's going on. Do you?
Well, I think it's possible that they don't know something that's going on. I don't think this is one of those things that's too common.
Yeah. So just look over there, folks, on the right when it says fulfilled by. If it's not Amazon, you're probably getting a used book, which you're not paying used prices for. If you want a used book, buy a used book. Hey, Wally, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Yeah, I guess.
Wally Bach, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. He's my
Thank
good
you,
friend.
Jim.
He'll be back another day. Writing a good book with Wally. Go download that PDF. You'll be glad you did. I'm Jim Blasingame. Remind you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.